Clustered Conversations. Clustered Conversations. By Weka.
Hello and welcome back to Clustered Conversations. I'm Josh.
And I'm Bob.
And we've got another great episode today. Sitting with us right now in the room, in person, even, it's amazing. We have Mr. Jason Hardy from Hitachi Vantara. Am I saying that right?
Hitachi Vantara.
I always get those vowels wrong.
If we don't mispronounce something, it's not the show.
Exactly.
So, all right, we've been working with you now for what, about a year, year and a half?
See here, yeah, we launched a year and some change ago, and then I think it's actually been closer to 2.5 years now.
Wow, yeah. We started, I know we did work with one of our customers together and did a lot of testing and saw some amazing results. And, you know, we've been kind of partnering on different customers going forward, and the partnership just keeps getting stronger.
So, you know, the exponential growth has been great, and, you know, our field is loving it, and we're just like ready to conquer the world together.
I just remember our VPs talking about Hitachi one day, and I'm all, really? That's kind of cool. And then, you know, I just don't know where that started. How do we get started with you guys? What was the point of action?
Yeah, so, I mean, from a Hitachi perspective, we've always been, I mean, everyone knows Hitachi data systems, and even before that, I've been strong in the storage market for a very long time, block storage and all that great technology that we've been doing. And we really came to kind of this aha moment that, obviously, the market's evolving, the demands are changing, and we needed something that'd be a lot more relevant towards those like newer workload types. So we explored the market and really like the Weka platform, what you guys have built, it really checked all the boxes for us, and it aligned with a lot of that we, Hitachi, are doing, being very software-defined, being very targeted towards like, hey, the cloud, and being able to start to ramp into workloads in that space. And then our companies aligned really well. So it's kind of just all the stars were there, and we just saw that this could be a really good relationship, and obviously we haven't looked back since.
I remember, I think Hitachi was the old HDS systems with the crossbar architecture.
Yes. And the lightning and the thunder.
super solid SAN storage. But then, about 3 years ago, I actually talked to you guys a little bit. And I know you were in the object storage. You guys were looking at HPC and building tools to build a big data gathering, right? Mm-hmm. And it was not just the ability of storage, but also how to gather it, work with IoT and everything else. You guys. Yeah. So it's kind of nice to see that we were able to help you guys with that vision as you guys were moving forward.
Yeah, absolutely.
So why Weka? I mean, you know, you have, there's a lot of different file systems out there. Like, there's a lot of open source. Well, what was the...
Were you developing something in-house?
I mean, yeah, traditionally Hitachi's always been, you know, we'll build it ourselves because we can, and we have for a long time. And honestly, like I said earlier, like, the market is moving so quickly into a space that we really needed to address better. And obviously you guys were there already, very dominant in that, and could solve a lot of the problems differently. I mean, there's the Lusters and the GPFSs and all the others of the world. And those things just are old and they have old problems. And we want to say, listen, if we're going to invest in this and build a platform around it and OEM it, which we never do, or very rarely do, it had to be the right thing, and it had to have kind of that differentiator in the market like we do with all of our more traditional IT products. So that's really kind of it ticked all those boxes for us. And then on top of it, just realizing, wow, the potential for you guys as a company is so massive. Even our venture capital arm and others have really taken interest, and we invested in you guys, and like we were just very, very closely coupled because we see all that value. So.
You guys have the fantastic object store, the Hitachi is a content.
That's right.
Platform.
HCP, Hitachi content platform. Yeah, and that's where another thing too, like, obviously we have tons of technology that we have in our portfolio, and that's my responsibility is to manage that portfolio as the CTO for the group. And really what we saw is that what Weka does on the front end with the extremely high performance and the modern parallel file system and just everything that the building that data platform, what it also did was really well aligned to the rest of our portfolio that I'm responsible for. And that is the object store, is being able to drag our IP in with it to back end and support you guys for tiering and for data protection on the snapshot side, and, mm-hmm. and even what we're doing into the cloud and things like that. So there, again, a lot of synergies. There was complementing technologies that we're just really excited about.
All the multi-site replication, and we all have mm-hmm. DR. Yep. And all that. I mean, there's a lot of things that you guys bring to the table that we don't yep. have yet, nor do we need to build, because it already exists.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Why not have the partnership? Why not already, you know, bring two complementary, you know, products together that yep. just, you know, peanut butter and chocolate.
Yeah, that's right. Together, yeah. Right? Yeah. And I mean, we've always been very enterprise focused. So all of our products and platform have that Hitachi name on it that are enterprise focused. So again, we can solve a lot of the problems that, mm-hmm. that you guys don't need to address, and you can focus on, again, bringing your platform even more yeah. forward.
Well, and it gives us the fantastic hardware platform of being able to have that. You know, we're the software piece, mm-hmm. but software lives somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
It lives on hardware, yes. right? and being able to have that hardware portion of, you know, the servers that house the Weka, yep. and, you know, service calls for just random, you know, power supply goes out, hard drive goes out.
Yep.
Having a fantastic partner there ready to go with the experience and with the pipeline
yep.
and the capability to respond,
yep.
You know, 24/7, follow the sun, et cetera.
Yep.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Great stuff.
So it's been interesting. I mean, you and I worked on a couple of customers together, you mm-hmm. know, in hotel rooms.
Yeah.
on Zooms on the weekend.
Yep. But
my favorite still is the first one I think I worked with you on was a VTL almost, right? So we were basically a backup target for...
How do we take a really fast backup? Yeah. Yeah. And more importantly, how do we restore even faster? Yeah. So
it was a ridiculous number. They want to be able to do it 60 gigabytes a second of writes is what they wanted to get to.
800 terabytes of data on a daily basis almost. And yeah. like, I'd have to go back and look at those stats. Wow. But yeah, it was just an obscene number. And being able to hit those targets was crazy.
That was like, a 3-day rolling and going to the object store.
Yep.
Yeah. Wow. So, yeah, it was. There was nothing else we could do. The two of us were a perfect fit for that one.
Yeah,
that was a fun one to work on.
Yep.
So cool. Any other customers? How was their reaction? I mean, VTL is one of our, you know, niche.
Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily lead with that most of the time, but I mean,
it was like the weirdest thing, because we've been talking file system, HD, you know, high performance compute, everything else we've been working on, and all of a sudden. VTL?
Yeah. Yeah. Help me just take a fast backup, please. I mean, and honestly too, I mean, we are seeing even more of those scenarios where well, yes, I mean, we don't necessarily lead with the platform Hitachi content software for file, the platform we've named it as kind of like, hey, we'll solve your backup problem, but hey, we're going to solve your performance problem. And mm-hmm. Performance could be kind of anywhere. Mm-hmm. So we still see a lot of that. We still see a lot of scale questions, even in that data protection space. But honestly, I mean, we are going after more of those tip of the spear workloads, like I mentioned earlier, that we haven't traditionally been able to do. Those AI programs, those accelerator driven systems, mm-hmm. on those InfiniBand platforms. I mean, InfiniBand's been around for a long time, but it's, hey, we can now address even in that HPC space where we traditionally see that. But I mean, if you look at Hitachi across the globe and what we do from our account targets from a vertical perspective, really, we're plugging this in across all industries. We've done industrial 2.0 and 3.0 type modernizations to be like more reactive or more machine driven, more kind of real-time decision making. Mm-hmm. We've gone after and won in the media and entertainment space with just some crazy requirements. And then even like in life sciences and in like helping cure like baby cancer and stuff like that. I mean, some cool things. And then at the same time too, just helping our enterprise customers. Like we represent from a customer base, we have like all of the Fortune 1000. Like that's yeah. who we have a lot of. And financial or healthcare or whatever it is, it's like in that space. Mm-hmm. And again, this has been not a vertical centric, but a solution centric platform. And that's what's been really exciting about.
Okay. Yeah, when I came here, I was looking for the ability to have interesting conversations. Before that, I had enterprise
conversations. Yeah.
It was always databases, virtualization, yep. you know, home directories.
Yep.
And I want to have, this has given me the opportunity to have interesting conversations. And you and I have managed to have some fantastic conversations with customers in the past.
Yes. Yep. So,
yeah. It's nice to see that the world's changing and we're, you know, going with it.
Yep.
I just got stuck in home directories in my head there for a second. Yeah. Man.
So, you know, we were talking about, you know, are you seeing any real traction, right? We were talking about media entertainment's a big one. We're seeing some in the healthcare field. Mm-hmm. I mean, what's the if you could snap your finger and say, hey, look, this is the perfect fit for us, what would it be? Or is it just a whole bunch of things that just need?
It, honestly, it's solving really really hard problems. So, I mean, that's such a generic statement. I mean, I can't believe I just said that.
Sounds like marketing.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But I mean, when you boil it down, it's like all of our customers are talking about AI.
Right.
I mean, they're thinking about it. They're dreaming about it. They're trying to figure out what the heck does this actually mean to my company and starting to implement it. And they're seeing some like, okay, fruits of our labor type of thing. Mm-hmm. And then, okay, it's time to kind of really double down on this. That double downing effort for these AI type workloads and accelerator workloads is really where they start to trip up on themselves. So when I say solving hard problems, I mean, it legitimately is. We're helping our customers jointly go after and target the tip of the spear workloads that they're driving business decisions off of, that they're making, like, what is our company going to look like over the next 5, 6, 7 years even? They have to make those decisions today, and they're using a lot of these high-performance data analytics and AI systems and accelerators to make those decisions. So it's going out through that volumes and volumes of data that they've kept for so long. Eventually, it'll have some value. Well, they're finding now that there's value in that. And we, Hitachi, have always done a great job of maintaining that for them while they figure that out, especially in our content platform. Now it really allows us to start to address, like, we need to make decisions much faster than what even the traditional systems could really offer that data back up.
Well, back then it was easy to, you could store billions of files, right?
Yeah, that's an easy, but, yeah.
But now you're trying to figure out how to use those billions of files. That's what gets interesting.
Yep. And you've got to make that accessible to not just a thing, but many, many things, because a decision is not made in a vacuum.
But we also know, you know, we're looking at two different things. One is the old school, like we got like billions of files we got to go through and figure out that nugget of truth from it. Then the new problem is some of these new IoT devices are building gigabyte by gigabyte size files.
Yeah.
And they're looking for that one block or that single image in there that they're trying to figure out from it. So it's interesting. Both those are workloads, but they're on the same file system, but they're vastly different.
And they're both being referenced by the same underpinning platforms to derive results from and inference and everything like that. So I think the craziest example that we have that we've seen lately is like, I've got a manufacturing environment that's generating 1.5 million photos an hour. And then on top of it, they have about 30 million IoT data points that are capturing data every millisecond. So it's like this insane volume of data funneling in and everything that they do through that data to find, oh, my conveyor belt is a little wonky right now. And now I'm starting to see some like variability in this and things like that. So it's like, traditional problems that have always been there, but now they're like, hey, this has value to us. We need to be proactive with that data, not just keep it around and being reactive with it. So that's where we see a lot.
Is that coming in via like time series database sort of thing? Like, as well as, you know, you've got, I'm assuming these are not, you know, 640 by 480.
No, I mean, the photos kind of are, I mean, I'd say they're in that kind of medium resolution space enough. Mm-hmm. They obviously they're doing quality on it, so they're doing like inference off of it, so they have to be a high enough resolution. But it's not like
spot the faulty component, right?
The component, the scratch, the whatever, the damage done. So from our perspective, it's still like a high res image, but I think the hard part is like we have high res image coming in. Okay, we can handle that. And then hey, we've got sensor data coming in at 1K file size.
Yeah, exactly, right? Yeah.
Oh, we're doing that to the same thing now. Mm-hmm. And we're reading and writing that data at the same time.
And serving it out to another system that's actually doing all the inferencing and making decisions and alerting. And,
And some of it's coming in with this protocol. Some of it's coming in with this protocol.
That's exactly it, too. It's all multi-protocol. It's like I've got S3 coming in. I've got GPU Direct going out. I've got the POSIX. I've got NFS. For some strange reason, they're still trying to do that. So it's kind of all over the place. Yeah. So, one platform that does all of that, that's been like the huge value.
Cool. So what's next? I mean, what's next with you guys? What do you guys want to do with us?
So obviously, like from a Hitachi perspective, we're very much like going into this like solution driven mode. Like that's what we do. We go after and we build solutions and we solve big problems. Again, stupid marketing term, but it's relevant. So from our perspective, what we're really doing is we're saying, hey, like, it's time to start doubling down in a lot more specific technologies, like, again, AI. Mm-hmm. Like AI, not just saying, hey, how can we support an AI workload? But hey, you want to build some sort of AI solution? We can do that for you. We are Hitachi. We have an army of people that are very, very smart. Let's start to build you and help improve on your industrial processes. Let's hey, you know what, let's go after and build these solutions that our enterprise and global accounts can really start to target. And then from there, like go beyond that. And so start creating, what we're creating is like these minimum viable products, or like these MVPs of like vertical by vertical. This is what we can do. This is how we can use HCSF / Weka, really target, hey, we can improve on X or Y. And then there is obviously using this to also expand into our other OEM partners and saying, hey, we can now do more with you. We're not just going to sell network ports, but hey, we can do this also, and kind of really start to broaden our horizons from, again, the more traditional IT side.
So you guys can build an entire solution and drop it in and have it.
Absolutely.
So it's, yeah, you know, it's quicker time for the person to get the solution, right? That's the idea.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Hey, you want a customer 360 environment? Hey, we can do that. We can do that with AI to help like provide more emotional inference and things like that. Okay, yes, we can do that. And we can start to drill down. What does that actually look like? And it's not like, here's a bunch of kit. Best of luck to you. Thanks for spending $20 million or whatever on this. It's like, hey, you want value from this. Yeah, we're going to go a top-down approach, realizing obviously you drive with the solution. The infrastructure will follow. It has to, because guess what? It's an entire solution. And then from there, you get one win, two wins, five wins. All of a sudden, you just have like this multitude, very longitudinal.
I mean, Hitachi is a decades old company. And
only decades?
Yeah, sorry.
113 years old.
It's a lot of
decades. Yeah, a few decades.
That's a few.
And you guys do everything from tractors to air conditioning units to
rice cookers,
microwaves.
Microwaves, nuclear power plants. Yeah. We build it all, literally.
Can I use that with my microwave?
I mean, yeah, your popcorn will glow in the dark.
But it's fascinating to see. I mean, you guys have been through a lot of changes, even in the IT space in the United States. Because, I mean, there was a small storage piece that was an OEM by HPE, and then, you know, then when I worked at NetApp, we worked with you guys as well.
Yep.
And so to see you guys broaden out more in this solution space, but what I've realized working with you is that you guys have deep roots at a lot of customers.
Yeah.
Very loyal fan base because your stuff works.
Yep.
And that kind of helps put put a little bit of a stamp of approval on Weka, because you know you guys aren't going to choose something
correct
that isn't going to be
that doesn't work, that doesn't prove value, that doesn't show that it's usefulness and that it actually can do what it says it can.
And last for 130 years.
Exactly. Yeah. We OEM this. We stuck our logo on it, like, and that implies a lot. Right. So I mean, we take first call support. We do like all of it. It's like triage it all the way through the hardware, the software, the object store, everything around it is we support. And then on top of that, because we do have such trusted customers are so trusting of us, obviously the recommendations we make, we really do take to heart, like the value of like, hey, we're recommending something. We really do mean this will work because we know it will. So we're very informed on what we do. And then with that, obviously, is just being able to say, you know what, it's got the Hitachi stamp of approval on it. It'll maintain that 400-year requirement, whatever it is. But like, but yes, it is. We don't joke around with that. And so like, we put you guys through hell for a little bit of like, there was a lot of due diligence done, and like, we didn't make the decision lightly. And again, we're and by no means have we regretted any step of that.
Between all the Slack messages, the Zoom calls,
yeah,
you know, it's been fun. We've built some amazing little solutions together, so it's been a blast.
Yep,
absolutely.
And I can't wait to see where it goes the next year.
Yeah, next year. Next I can't year. Wait to see what happens plus. Next oh, yeah. week. Like,
man, I can't barely think a quarter.
Yeah,
so, this is 3 years now. The startup is like a decade at most companies.
Oh my gosh, I know. Right. Yeah,
cool.
Things move quick.
Well, thank you very much for joining us today.
Absolutely. So.
Hey, it's my pleasure. It's always good to hang out with you guys, and like. Yeah, we'll see you on the field.
It's the fourth time I've seen you physically.
Yeah, exactly.
So I guess Pleasant Conversations. I'm Bob.
And I'm Josh.
Thanks for joining us. Have a good one.